Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump says a planned meeting with Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto has been canceled. Mexicans have said they do not like Mr. Trump's plan to build a wall along America's southern border to guard against illegal migration. Peña Nieto called off the meeting.
Unless Mexico is going to treat the United States fairly, with respect, such a meeting would be fruitless, and I want to go a different route. We have no choice.
That is President Trump. White House has proposed a 20% tax on Mexican imports as a possible way to pay for the wall. Spokesman Sean Spicer told reporters such a tax could raise $10 billion a year and easily pay for the wall. In a speech on Thursday in Philadelphia, Mr. Trump blasted the North American Free Trade Agreement, saying it costs the U.S. as much as $60 billion each year in trade deficits. Britain's efforts to leave the European Union remain mired in bitterness as the government of Prime Minister Theresa May introduces a bill that would finally allow the nation to trigger the disengagement process. Debate on the bill is set to begin on January 31st as May tries to meet a 31st deadline in March. She's set to kick off the process. Gambia's new president, Adama Barrow, returned to his country on Thursday, accompanied by heavy security. He was greeted by jubilant crowds. Mr. Barrow flew home from Senegal, where he had been staying since unrest erupted when former President Yahya Jammeh refused to step down after losing an election. A special UN representative says UN forces are assigned to ensure the safety of Mr. Barrow and the country. This is VOA News. A summer controversy over bikinis in France has made a winter return. For an Corsican administrative court upheld a local decree against the Muslim swimsuits. The court allowed one village to ban the garment but struck down the ban elsewhere due to the lack of evidence that bikinis are a threat to public order. The decision came at a time when Islam and the visibility of France's estimated 5 million Muslims has become a political flashpoint ahead of presidential elections in April. French League of Human Rights said it would appeal the ruling. Afghan officials say a border skirmish with Pakistan has left at least one Afghan border guard dead and two others wounded. An Afghan spokesman says the fighting in the southern Kandahar province lasted for about 2 hours. He alleged that a group of Taliban insurgents riding motorcycles tried to enter Afghanistan with the help of Pakistani forces, prompting Afghan border police to open fire. He said Pakistani troops retaliated by shelling Afghan border posts. Pakistani officials say they are trying to find out what happened. Three contenders for the World Health Organization's top job have entered the final lap in a year-long campaign to win that coveted post. Lisa Schlein, reporting from Geneva, tells us the selection of the next WHO Director General will be made at the World Health Assembly in May.
In a series of marathon back-to-back press conferences, the three candidates have presented their qualifications and their ideas for making the World Health Organization a better and more effective institution. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, a former health minister and foreign minister from Ethiopia, is the first African candidate to head the WHO. He unabashedly tells journalists that he is the best candidate for the job because he has both national and international experience. Tedros seems to have a slight edge over the other two finalists. WHO's executive board, which selected the three finalists from a group of five, gave Tedros 30 votes, compared to 28 for the Pakistani contender Sania Nishtar and 18 votes for David Nabarro from Britain. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Turkey says it is too early to comment on President Trump's proposal to establish safe zones in Syria. Turkish Foreign Ministry spokesman says it will be important to first see the results of a set of studies Mr. Trump is expected to order from the U.S. military and the State Department. The zones would be areas in Syria where civilians could be safe from civil war violence.
That's the latest world news from VOA.